Hello everybody, it's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe, with a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? So this is like day 472 with a stuffy head. No one's counting or anything, but yeah. I swear I have stock in these wonderful Mucinex stuffy head cough drop thingies. And yes, for those saying, did you test for COVID? Yes, I did, like multiple times. And I'm like super boosted. And I have my flu shot. So I don't know. I don't know what's up. I can tell you this, that I do not do well with temperature changes at all. Zero. So, and I think what brought this about is that it was like negative something degrees here in Pennsylvania. And George and I flew down to Georgia for a work trip slash fun trip. And it was 60 some degrees. So coming back home to a whopping 30 some degrees now, my body's like, oh, knock, knock, knock. Hell no. So yeah, I'm just kind of dealing with that today. But yeah, what a fun couple days I had this week. George and I did fly down to Georgia, like I said. He had a work trip, a conference, and I had a ticket to go to that conference as well. But I was able to enjoy going to the aquarium. And if you all are super fans of The Coach Jenny, you know that I love adventures. And wherever I go, I will find an adventure to be there and to be on it, to find it, to enjoy it. So over the last couple years, I had this super enjoyment of going to aquariums. I don't know why. I think they're fascinating. I love seeing all the animals and the fish and the sea creatures. Would never swim with them. I do not want to have anything weird and slimy swimming around my legs. I was once bitten by a jellyfish and nearly was Jesus walking on water. So, you know, that was the extent of my touching the fish. But you could touch a stingray at the Georgia Aquarium. I was not that brave, although I did touch a stingray at the Monterey Aquarium in California. That was kind of fun. They were very soft and slimy, and I felt bad because I like touched the back because you can only use your two fingers to touch the back of the stingray, and I swear the thing looked at me and was like, really, homegirl? Really? Would you like me to come and pet you? And then I felt bad, and I will never pet an animal again. Because I was like, I sure as hell don't want to be petted when I am like taking a nap. So I get you, boo. So, but it was super fun. George and his team, we all took the metro to the conference, and then I just walked like another couple blocks to the aquarium. And this place was gigantic. I mean, super big. And I was able to just enjoy multiple hours. I'm talking about like 5-6 hours in this aquarium. But you know what? Sometimes in life, you just have to enjoy the simple things. And this whole year has been all about self-care and just having fun. And why I'm telling you this in the aquarium story is because I've spent years taking care of other people, years busting my ass trying to get a business started, years trying to make other people happy, and I'm learning the hard way that if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be a miserable ass person, And I was turning into this miserable ass person. And it wasn't until this past December, and I went through Date with Destiny with Tony Robbins, and I realized, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, am I really enjoying life? Am I really doing the things I want to do? Am I really going in the right direction? Am I happy? And I was just challenging all the things that I was doing. And I was challenging all my relationships, all my friendships, every move I was doing. And I really just spent the whole month of December just really tuning in to my own self. And with the help of my therapist and my coach, just a lot of pivoting happened. And just like I felt like I was a turtle and I just sucked into my shell. And I was just like, this is me in my space right now, and I just need to figure this out. And it was great. It sounds so bad to say that, but sometimes we just need to have those moments of, it's okay. It's okay to figure out you. It's okay to like have these moments. But I definitely learned that I don't take care of myself enough. And I know as a wellness consultant and a leader, you need to lead by example. And I have this facade that, you know, hey, I was doing all these things. And then underneath it, I just wasn't taking care of myself. And I said in 2023 that I'm going to do this whole new workout regimen and eat all these amazing foods and do all these things. And I did. And I started actually in the middle of December, started eating better, started this new workout routine, and just started this new path. And it's just kind of funny because some people were just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this bodybuilding thing? Like, why are you doing this? Like, ugh. It's so funny how people will instantly like be like, ugh. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, that's not your vibe. But this is something that I really like to do. These are things that make me happy. So once I had this revelation that I just needed to take care of myself, it was all about what can I do to work on me. And when January came around and, you know, I was working out and doing all these new things, you know, definitely very uncomfortable, and uncomfortable is okay. You know, for me, uncomfortable is okay. And, you know, just talking with George and being like, you know, hey, I'm going to do this new fitness routine. And he's all very supportive of my fitness stuff because we do a lot of this stuff together and cycling. And, you know, I talked to my sponsors and I was just like, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing. And they're like, yeah, that's awesome. But, you know, it's all about too, like, what kind of adventures can I put into my life each month? And every adventure doesn't have to be going on an airplane and flying somewhere. We were just super fortunate that I could go to Georgia this month. And I was able to go down to the aquarium and go into and take some tours. And let me tell you, circling back to the Georgia aquarium thing, if you all have a chance, like go to an aquarium and spend the extra money, like I think it was like $20 to do the behind the scene tour. And it was super fun. You got to meet the trainers and see the animals in action. Because normally in an aquarium, you only get to see them like behind the glass. But like when you do a behind the scenes thing, you got to see them like out of the water. Like they were playing with the seals, like doing some seal training, and beluga whales, like they had a new baby beluga whale, and they were showing us like the mom and the baby and how they were different colors and how they were desensitizing them from like people tapping on the glass, like how they would train them from that so they wouldn't like, you know, be upset or angry or anything like that when they're swimming around, and just some really cool stuff. So super tip on that. But it was just fun. And I have done adventures like this by myself before. Like I have gone to Disneyland by myself. And it's always like when George goes on a work trip, I'll tag along. Like he went to this conference before and it was in Anaheim. And of course your girl went to Disneyland. So he went to Anaheim for this 4-day conference, and I went to Disneyland for 4 days. And let me tell you, I can have a blast by myself going to these places. And I just like walk around, go on rides, do things. And I am just in bliss doing these things. And this one makes me happy. And this whole year is just about making myself happy. It's about self-care and having fun and more adventures and just being more aware of what makes me happy. And I'm really just taking it to another level. Like before, I'd be like, I'm happy. And I was like, what does happy really mean for you? Like your happy versus my happy could be two different levels of happy. And like I said, you don't have to jet set somewhere to have an adventure. You could go on a hike or a bike ride or go to the mall or do whatever you need to do to just be happy. So it's just been a fun adventure. And I'm really enjoying this new side of me that's a little bit more low-key, a little bit more methodical, a little bit more sassy, and I'm okay with that. I am completely okay with that, and I'm okay with just being me, just being me. And some people are not. Some people expect me to be like, you know, up in arms and rowdy and like old Jen. And yeah, I put that person to bed. Like that person's out the pasture. I just don't want to have that riddled with anxiety, super stressed, and be that person anymore, because I'm like, eh, whatever. Like I was talking to one of my friends today on a Zoom call, and I'm just like, that's just not me. Like, you come to a point in your life when you're just like, yeah, I can't control other people's emotions. I can't deal with that stress. Like, I'm not bringing on your stress to my life. Like, that's not me. That's not my vibe. That's not where I want to be. And yeah. And it's a beautiful feeling. Beautiful feeling. And if one thing you get out of this whole 13-minute podcast is, just take a look at your life and where you have stress. Is it self-imposed or is it environmentally imposed? Is this coming from somewhere else? Can you control it? Can you say, no, girl, this is not my circus. These are your monkeys. And you can have them back, because I don't want to be your circus trainer. So sometimes you just need to realize that certain circuses are not ones that you want to be admitted to. So take that for what it's worth. Enjoy this podcast and remember that you are the author of your own choose your own adventure. So pick a chapter that you love and enjoy it. So I love you all. Mwah. Take care. Have an amazing week ahead. And as always, check out my social medias and reach out to me. Say hello, say what's up, and definitely don't forget to join the newsletter. Take care. Bye.